producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So you're now up to date on DVDs. You're up to date on theater. You can't be up to date on movies. I think, does Star Wars actually open this week? I think it does. I think it opens Friday.
I think so, yeah.
I think it opens Thursday night. I know these people who have tickets, and apparently it's sold out. It's sold out in the first 3 minutes or some such stuff.
Yeah.
It took you $5 billion on merchandising. I mean, that's more than the gross national product of most small countries, right? Mm-hmm. $5 billion.
Yeah.
You know, I heard something interesting. We're talking about more kids smoking marijuana than federal hikes interest rates for the first time since 2006. So they just hiked it. I don't know how much. We'll tell you as soon as we know. But that was kind of expected. They expected it to be a small hike. All right. So the United States is about 5% of the world's population. Guess what percentage of the total prescription drugs we use in the United States? Take a guess. I mean, there's no way you'd know this, or certainly no way I would have known it. Just take a guess.
The prescription...
Prescription drugs. The number of prescription drugs used in the world. What percentage of the United States uses, United States citizens?
Probably like 80%.
Very close. Very good guess. 75%.
Yeah.
240 million prescriptions a year, which is enough for every man, woman, and child for a month. Something like 60% of the American public is on 10 prescription drugs or more. Do you take any prescription drugs?
Well, you
have asthma.
Yeah,
so
I have inhalers for my asthma, but yeah. that's about it.
I don't take anything, which means I'm not doing my part for the team, I guess.
You're not picking up your share of the slack.
Exactly. Somebody's using 20 a day because I'm not using any. But, I mean, think about that. And the reason we're only one of only two countries in the world that allows direct solicitation to consumers. In fact, one of the ways I knew about this, I was kind of oblivious of it, is that my program is carried in Canada, and they have to strip any sort of approach to anything pharmaceutical out because it's against the law. And, you know, when they say, well, if you have these problems, ask your doctor. And it turns out that if you go and ask your doctor, what about this pill, your doctor is more likely, and most likely, in fact, to prescribe it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw, we already carried the news story that says farmers are using more antibiotics, even though the FDA is saying don't do it. It means that we're getting all these antibiotic-resistant bugs because we want fatter cows. Okay, let's talk about something fun, which is Christmas carols. If you need to call me about something, do not wait the last 3 minutes of the program, please, because then I can only give you a 2.5-minute answer and have you call back. Which I know, I mean, it's sometimes useful. Sometimes the marination is a useful thing, but sometimes it's nice to just be able to kind of get your answer and gift wrap it and take it home with you. All right, so let's talk about, Manny and I have already determined our favorite Christmas carols. His classic, Jingle Bell, and mine is, for obvious reasons, Joy to the World. All right, so let's see what other people said. So you had to say what your favorite Christmas carol was and why.
Janet says it came upon a midnight clear because it's not anyone else's favorite.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty cool song. But good point. I mean, why should you have to stand in line for your favorite? There you go.
Kathy says, Drummer Boy, just makes me feel some comfort and sad at the same time. I'm not with my children. They live in a different state.
Well, there is something about that because it focuses not on a newborn baby and not on the magi, not on adults, but on a child. Good point. Okay.
Linda says, "Oh, Holy Night," because it captures the real reason for the season.
Fair enough. Okay.
Rebecca says, it has to be All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Best Christmas song ever.
That's a pretty cool song. Although, when you started saying that, it flashed back on one of my favorite Christmas carols when I was a kid, which is All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth. When you're seven, that's what you want. And I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. That's a subtle song. You have to listen to it. You have to kind of sort it out.
Bruce says, Mary's Boy Child by Harry Belafonte. The music.
Well, that's an old one. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Bruce says the musicality and tonal quality are unsurpassed.
There you go. See, there we've got somebody who is a musicologist.
Antonio says, "Oh, Christmas tree, as it pays tribute to the beauty of Mother Nature. Don't fool with Mother Nature.
Don't fool with Mother Nature." Do you know, supposedly one of the great compromises or the great progresses of the 20th century was, instead of having candles on fir trees, think about that. I mean, I didn't even think about it. One year I decided, well before recycling was such a popular concept, that I had a fireplace, I had a Christmas tree needed to be thrown out, why not put it in the fireplace, and nearly burn my house down. Because that's why forest fires are so dangerous, that those dried leaves are just tinder. They're just nearly explosive. And the tar gets all over your chimney and is explosive as well. So the idea being that that's what... Oh, Tannenbaum is Christmas tree, and that was the German tradition of bringing a fir tree in and putting candles on it. So electric lights were a huge step forward in not burning people's houses down. The other thing, which we've talked about before, is the Ayn Rand Society put out something that said that the commercialization of Christmas was the best thing that had ever happened to it. That Americans sort of taking it and making it a chance to spend a lot of money turned it from kind of a dour holiday that focused on the fact that here was somebody who was born essentially to die as a martyr to a joyous celebration. Which is, you know, I love people who give you a different way of thinking about things. So there you go.
Allison says, "Oh Holy Night" by Charlotte Church. She hits those high notes like no other, and "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas" by Tori Amos. Hauntingly gorgeous.
Yeah, you like sopranos. And don't we all? There you go.
Amy says, "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas," depending on who sings it. Very emotionally charged song for me. If Judy Garland involuntary crying reminds me of my parents long gone.
There you go. Fair enough. I think that's part of the point about holidays in general and Christmas in particular, and even more specifically Christmas carols, is they remind us of past times.
Mm-hmm. Nitra says, "Christmas in Hollis" by Run DMC. I actually remember that song. It's not a carol, but it puts me in the spirit.
Okay.
Kathy says, "Oh Holy Night." It's dramatic when the chorus says, "Fall on your knees." Brings chills to my spine every time.
Nobody's mentioned the Messiah, although technically that's not Christmas movie music. It's not a Christmas carol. It's really more Easter. But they have this whole phenomenon. I don't know if they have it every place, but they have it around here. In fact, I do know that they have it every place because it is the most performed choral music ever, because they have do-it-yourself messiahs where they have a couple of soloists and then everybody comes and is given the sheet music and sings along, which I think is great. In fact, a couple of Christmases ago, I organized a whole group of people to go to a midnight mass, to a place I'd never been. To a church I'd never been in, but it was close. And I thought, well, this would be great. Well, I'll do Christmas carols. And they didn't. They didn't do any Christmas carols, and they had long sermons. So check out your midnight masses and find out what the program is before you decide to troop over to do a whole lot of Christmas caroling. St. Pat's does it. But this particular, I will not mention them because it's a very nice church. It wasn't what I expected, and nobody spoke to me for most of the holiday because I said, oh, great, well, I'll do Christmas carols. That isn't what happened. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we're just waiting to hear how much the interest rates went up, but the Feds, Janet Yellen, just raised the interest rates for the first time in almost 10 years. It's 2006. So most people are viewing that as a positive thing. And supposedly the stock market's already taken into consideration, and it will be a small change, and it's a statement of confidence in the economy, and so there you go. Eh. Alrighty, so let's hear more about Christmas carols, which we actually have some control over because we can sing them at least. You cannot sing a rate hike Well, maybe you can.
Let's see. Bruce says, who commented earlier on another suggestion, he also said, obviously, Joy to the World, Three Dog Night version.
Well, that's a slightly different thing, but okay, fair enough.
James says, Carol of the Bells, very haunting and great classical sounding music.
And the bells, there is something terrific about the bells, I agree. There's just something. That's one of the things that actually happens in Plaid Tidings, that they play the bells. And they bring somebody up to play with them as well. So I love things where they bring somebody up from the audience because they're always so good at picking exactly the right person to do it.
Steve says, Oh Holy Night, sung by Pavarotti. Absolutely chilling. Makes me tear up every time I hear it.
Yeah, fair enough.
George says, for melody, I'd say Green Sleeves.
That's a good one.
What child is this, as long as there are no words? We need a little Christmas from MAME for Message.
Yeah, that's a great one. You're absolutely right. Need a little Christmas right this very moment. There you go. And she actually, technically, I suppose it's not a Christmas carol because it happens before Christmas. That's her whole point, is that she's working at Macy's and gets fired. So she goes home and decides that we need a little Christmas right this very moment. There you go.
Mary Ann says, Blue Christmas by Rod Stewart. I lost my husband 3 years ago, and I feel like I'm speaking to him when I sing along with Rod.
Oh, that's a great idea. See, yeah. I like Elvis's, too. Be a Blue Christmas without you.
Corinne says, Do You Hear What I Hear? The version by Whitney Houston, because it's such a powerful song, and her voice rocks it.
That I don't disagree with you at all.
And Julie says, Silver Bells. I love the version by Bing Crosby. My grandma taught me to sing that song when I was little. It's just always been my favorite.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the interesting things about Christmas carols is, do you know what the world's most famous Christmas carol is?
I'm not sure.
Take a guess.
Is it Silver Bells?
No, it's White Christmas.
Oh, okay, yeah, that
but
makes sense.
But White Christmas has outsold every other Christmas carol forever. It was written by a European Jew. So there you go.
And then last one here from Jacqueline. She says, Silent Night. When we were young, my brother at 5 years old and myself at 9 would harmonize with my single divorced mom. She was a professional blues singer. In those days, when you picked up the telephone, you heard a voice say, Number, please. Mom would call a person whom she knew was sad for some reason. And the moment they answered the phone, we would begin singing and harmonizing Silent Night. When we finished, she would hang up without saying anything. One night, the telephone operator called us back because she had heard us singing and asked my mom if she would please sing to a person she knew who would really appreciate the song. We did, and the operator was so happy. She called us several times and asked us to sing for another person she knew that needed a little spirit delivered to them. My wonderful memories with my dear mother.
Well, that's a terrific story.
Yeah,
I really like
cool.
that a lot. Yeah, I mean, I've had similar kind of thing. It's one of those things, if you can make a difference, you should, is that every once in a while, I think it happened for the first time a couple of years ago. I was at a personal appearance, and somebody said, my wife really wanted to come, and she's homesick, or the kid was sick or something. I said, well, let's just call her. So we did. And so then it became kind of, everybody said, would you call my mom, or would you call my husband, or whatever. So, and it's just such an easy thing to do, to just call up. And it's amazing the responses you get, which is, I said, hi. And they said, it can't be. So that's a fun thing. I love that story. It's a great story. All right, so are we done with Christmas carols?
That was the last one, yeah.
All right. And it used to be, when I lived in Boston, they used to go Christmas caroling on Beacon Hill, which is really fun. And they would dress with the old-fashioned kinds of stuff. And they do that at shopping centers every once in a while as well. But when we were kids, the choir used to go out and do Christmas caroling every year. And I remember my most distinctive memory was actually being at a shopping center, and because I was tall, I was in the back row, and in my little robe, and passing out because it was very hot. And nobody taught us the things that, like, soldiers know, which is if you're going to be standing for a long period of time, the blood will pool in your feet if you're not careful, and you can get postural hypertension. So you just wiggle your feet every once in a while. But no one taught me that, so I just passed out. And that's a weird thing to do in the middle of a song. It's just... So now I don't try to go Christmas caroling without a robe on, and I tend to get too warm anyway. Alrighty, so hopefully people will... as I said, one of the things that's going on around here is that they've been doing Christmas carols since before Halloween, which I think actually is too long. I mean, I like Christmas carols, and for the first couple of days, you just smile. And then after you've heard it, Christmas carols, then you think, okay, well, it's background. And then it's beginning to be a little irritating. They've gotten a little stale, I'm afraid. I don't think Christmas carols for a month is a very good idea. And it was actually more than a month, so...
Hmm.
I don't know. But apparently, it's one of the things. I don't know. For some reason, it may either sponsors like it or people like it, but it just seems a bit too long as far as I'm concerned. But going out and doing sing-alongs are really fun.
Sure.
Do karaoke Christmas carols? I don't know.
Well, you know, I know that probably a lot of restaurants and different establishments that have, like, karaoke on certain nights will probably... I would imagine they're probably doing a lot of, like, Christmas songs.
Have you ever done karaoke?
No, I've never had the guts to do it.
Yeah, my niece loves to do it. She spent a couple of years in Japan, and apparently that's where karaoke started anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's a, you know, instead of going out to a bar, everybody goes out to karaoke, which obviously can be bars as well.
Yeah.
But, and there's some people, I told you, I was in choirs when I was a kid, in choruses. I have a serviceable second soprano. And I told the story before, I made my singing debut at the Friars a couple of years ago because they were having a roast for Tova Felcha, who's a friend. And they said, would I come and sing? And I said, well, I'm a much better dancer than I am singer. And they said, well, okay, you can talk. And I said, well, is everybody else going to sing? And they said, yeah. So I did three songs. My range is the same as Perry Como's. I did three songs, a lot of personality, and a very short skirt. And they gave me a standing ovation, but it may have been more for courage than anything else. So, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, vitamins and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So we're going to let people be program directors today? That'll be their Christmas gift?
That'll be their Christmas gift for this week. Or for this day.
For this day, yeah.
We have one here from Wayne. And Wayne says, Dr. Joy, how can people get their personal needs for love, significance, and security in a healthy and sustainable manner without harming or exploiting others, without overly depending on others unnecessarily, or without experimenting with high-risk behavior?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, that you're talking about abstractions, so it's really important to try and be a bit more specific when you say love. What does that really mean to you? Does that mean someone you can talk to, someone whose hand you can hold, someone that you can live with, somebody?
He did list some
okay, go ahead.
Examples.
Go ahead.
He said examples being using romantic relationships to feel loved, using education, job titles, toys, status to feel important without believing oneself to be superior and entitled to privileges over others, self-medicating to avoid feeling the past and the future.
Okay, it sounds like somebody who's a work in progress right now. And I may need you to go through this a little bit at a time for me, because he's really... It sounds like somebody who's made bad choices in the past. And maybe, maybe Wayne, it's because you're... I don't know how... There's no indication of how old Wayne is, right? But it sounds like Wayne may have gone through an adolescence. Now, an adolescence doesn't necessarily mean you're 18 years old. It just means you've gone from one... You're transitioning from one part of your life to another. That's really what adolescence is. It's just a time between. So, all right, so how do you find love? Well, you know, it's kind of a well-documented and well-spoken kind of notion that until you can be accepting of yourself, and the term is loving yourself, I don't know what that means in that particular context, but at least being okay with who you are, it's going to be very hard to accept any positive feelings from anybody else, because what you're going to feel is a number of things. Number one, that either they're stupid or that they're naive, and if they're stupid, then you're not going to value them very highly. If they're naive, what you're going to feel is the more they get to know you, the less they'll like you. So you're going to make yourself unavailable. You're going to be a dance-away lover. You're going to, because you, Wayne, like everybody else, wants to feel that people appreciate and approach you and value you. So you're going to dazzle. And then as people get close, if you really don't think you're a valuable person, you're going to start moving away from them. You're going to be insulting, or you're going to disappear, or you're going to, I suppose those are the two ways. You're going to shut down in some ways, because you're going to feel that if they knew the real you, that they'd dump you. So the best defense is a good offense. So you're going to be offensive. And if you're needy enough, I suppose, what you may do is continue this dance over and over. And so we have the phenomenon of the dance-away lover, of somebody who is incredibly seductive and gets seemingly close to people, and then the closer the other person gets, the more they're going to move away. And so, and you can see how that can continue nearly endlessly. They move away, and so the other person then says, okay, well, I'm not going to play anymore. So the other person moves back, and then you move back in and say, no, I was only kidding. I'll change. I really do love you. And this can go on endlessly of couples who seem to always be in the process of breaking up. All right, so that's number one. That there really has to be at least an acceptance that you're an okay person, which means some kind of realistic evaluation of your strengths and your weaknesses. And you hear me all the time say that I think we confuse those. The things that are special about us, we quite often think everybody else has. And the things that we don't like about ourselves, we think are uniquely horrible to ourselves. And it's usually not the case at all. The things that we don't like about ourselves are quite often the things that nobody likes about themselves, is that we tend to be a little less motivated, that we tend to be maybe a little less honest, we tend to be a little less kind or giving or generous, a little less willing to admit that we've made mistakes. So that working on yourself, as I've said, when I wrote Dating for Dummies, the whole first half of the book is how to work on yourself, that you're really not ready to date until you feel okay about yourself. And until you feel okay about yourself, you're wasting your time, and you're going to feel it's either a waste of your time, or you're going to hurt somebody else dreadfully, neither of which are very acceptable. And most of us are not psychopaths, and we're not completely insensitive, so we know that we're hurting other people. So you don't want to play that game at all. So first thing to do is be okay about yourself. And then what you can do is you can feel comfortable about your, or at least accepting of your weaknesses, because we're not perfect people, because you can revert to your strengths. I've told the story before when I moved to New York and I didn't know anybody and I was working very part-time. My income had gone from, it dropped 50% in overnight, literally, when I got off the plane, and my expenses doubled. So my functional income was reduced by a factor of four, literally overnight. And so, and I didn't know anybody, and I was only working part-time. And so what I did, which is very characteristic of me, because I really do pay attention to what I say, is, you know, it's not that I can tell you one thing and completely ignore it. So I thought, well, all right, I know what I can do is I need to find something. I'm going to go work out. So I found a gym. and it was unfortunately a gym with people who were in much better shape. It was where Baryshnikov worked out. So I was so in over my head, but I stuck with it. And I would be in the back row feeling like the elephants from Fantasia. But, and I would think, well, you know, to hell with them. I don't care if they can wrap their leg twice around their head without sweating. I have a PhD. Now, those among you who are sane might say, what does a PhD have to do with flexibility or athleticism or cardiovascular health? The answer is nothing, except it gave me a safe place to stand. I could think, all right, well, I have something about myself that I feel good about so that I can sit here and feel terrible about myself until I get better. So it's number one, you have to be accepting of yourself. Number two, find that safe place to stand within yourself. And so then when we're talking about all those other kinds of things, when we're talking about romantic love, I think romantic love really requires a certain amount of chemistry, and that's almost impossible to predict. So you can email people till your eyeballs bleed, but sooner or later you gotta meet up. But I don't think it necessarily has to be love at first sight. But within a short period of time, it's really interesting that there are two groups of people in the world, those who believe that chemistry is either there or it's not, and those that believe it can be learned over time. The first group are called men, the second group are called women. But I'm probably somewhere in between. I think that chemistry is not necessarily instantly apparent, although sometimes it is, but it can be dangerous. But sooner or later, there has to be some chemistry, or you're not talking about romance anymore. So, all right, so we talked about love, feeling significant, that certainly other people applauding you feels great, but it's amazing how often people can applaud you for things that have no relevance and boo you for things that do have relevance. So again, it has to start with that inner sense of this is important to me. And nobody else can determine what's important to you. That's a self-knowledge, a self-awareness, a self-defined goal. All right, so we talked about romance. Education, I'm one of those people who thinks there's so much to learn. Start any place. Doesn't make any difference. So everybody has something to teach you. And no matter how smart we are, there's always something else to learn. And it's what keeps us not only fresh, but keeps us from being, as you say, smug or self-satisfied or feeling like we're smarter or better than anybody else, because there's always somebody who knows something we don't. All right, what else did we have? We had romance, education. What did I miss in this?
Job titles.
Job titles. Look, bottom line is, you don't care if they call you a vice president if you're being paid as a secretary, and you don't mind if you're being paid as an administrative assistant, or you don't mind being called an administrative assistant if you're paid as a vice president. There are other criteria, and certainly how much you get paid in the business world is one of the criteria, but how much you're learning, how important it is to you, how much you like it, how much flexibility it has. For example, used car salesman invest hugely in the idea of having a brand new car every 6 months. So, and travel agents love the idea that they may not get paid a lot, but they get to travel a lot. So it's not the money per se, although that's one of the criteria, but what do you want to do with the money? What does the money allow you to do? And if a job allows you to do something and you don't have to pay for it, that may be very valuable to you. All right, so job significance, what else?
Status to feel important without believing oneself to be superior and entitled to privileges over others.
Well, I think we earn things. It was really interesting being in a screening, you know, with my colleagues, and it's amazing how much people will fight. First of all, it is a big movie, but let's take Star Wars out of the mix. It's a movie, folks, and the most you'd have to pay for it to get into is, what, $13 or something? So understand that whether you get in, whether you're sitting in the great section or not, and I have colleagues who will go to war about it. And, you know, I prefer sort of being, you know, in a special section, but if I'm not, it's not the end of my world. I guess part of it is figuring out what's important to you and why it's important to you and how much it's worth you for you to sort of fight for it. Did we get everything? If not, we'll do it in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. So Manny tells me we are a bit behind in our email answering, so let's do that.
All right. We got an email from Jennifer the other day, and Jennifer says, Dr. Joy, I listened to you starting in 1985. Well, that's a dedicated listener.
Wow.
I know all of your quotes. It is better to be effective, not right, is my favorite. She says, so I am 52 and divorced. I have a 20-year-old son at home now going to college, whom is not so appreciative, but he's doing well in school. And a 15-year-old severely depressed daughter at home. And she is on Lexapro, Wellbutrin, and anti-anxiety meds. I left an abusive relationship. I'm a housekeeper at a grocery store. I ran a nursery after my son was born. My ex is not helping me at all with kids. My question is, I am dating a very good man for 2 years, and he wants me to move in with him. But with the kids, I'm not sure I'm down with this. I have little debt, but I don't want to ruin my independence. I do love this guy, but I'm trying not to involve the kids. I'm trying not to have the kids influence my decision on this. So, how do I know when to make a leap with him? I'm very wary, but my kids like this guy too. I'm not ready to marry again, not even. P.S. You sound the same as you did in the 80s. I love your no BS opinion.
Okay, thanks, kiddo. All right, let's go through this a bit at a time. Your oldest son, she said, was 31?
No, she said she has a 20-year-old son.
Okay, 20-year-old son and a 15-year-old
son. She's been listening to you for 30 years, though.
Okay. Okay, 20-year-old son should, within the next, 5 to 10 minutes, be on his own. So I think he is less irrelevancy. Less irrelevant, see, rather than, I didn't mean to say irrelevant. He's less crucial in the planning than is the 15-year-old. 15-year-old presumably is going to be around for the next 2 or 3 years, and he's got some serious issues going on here. And as you know, I'm not a fan of cohabiting when you've got teenagers around, because it forces them, ready or not, to deal with your sexuality at the same time they're dealing with their own. And I think that's a burdensome kind of issue. I mean, all you have to do is think about how you would have felt if your parents had been dating when you were in high school, dating other people. I'm not crazy about that. And I hear that you're going slowly, but what would living together at this moment offer you that you don't already have? My guess is, even with a somewhat depressed 15-year-old, that she is in school part of the time, she hopefully spends some time with her friends. And so that you have time, I mean, you're certainly allowed to date, and you're certainly allowed, I don't know that sleepovers make a whole lot of sense. I mean, you can go to the no-tell motel, but, I'm not trying to wreck your life or even ruin your social life, but I'm saying I think living with this guy without being married to him doesn't make any sense, and you're clearly not ready to marry him. So do stuff together. And I think if you're, the problem about involving your kids, even on, let's all go to see Star Wars together, or let's spend Christmas together, is that kids can fall in love with people and decide that that's what they want, especially where you have an absentee father here going on. It's tough, and I'm sympathetic being a single parent and at various times of my life dating as well. But I think that when in doubt, you err on the side of caution, because your kids really didn't ask to be there, and presumably you'll have a social life. And as far as I'm concerned, it would help if your daughter, especially, because I think she's the one that is the most. I mean, I think she's the one that is the most haunted at this moment and requires the most care. It would be helpful to know a little bit more about her depression and how long it's been going on. It sounds like she's on a lot of medication. Hopefully she's seeing a therapist at least on a weekly basis. I don't know how she does in school. I don't know if she has friends. I don't know if the depression is longstanding or relatively recent, and all of those are relevant factors. But unfortunately, I think that they trump, perhaps the wrong choice of words, that they overwhelm the need for your social life. And hopefully if this guy is the right guy, that he'll understand that you have obligations that are not going to go on forever, but are going to go on for the near future. And again, I don't know whether, for example, you go away, for example, with your girlfriends for a long weekend and leave the 20-year-old in charge of the 15-year-old. I mean, 15-year-olds are certainly old enough to babysit and in theory old enough to take care of themselves, and her fragile mental state may offset some of these issues. But I don't think there are obvious answers here. Hopefully your daughter will become more stable, and that should help all the way around. I know waiting 3 years to kind of launch your own social life seems outrageous. I don't know how long you've been divorced. I assume you are divorced. And but I, maybe part of it is looking at, you know, I think the priority here really is your daughter's, trying to stabilize your daughter. And without knowing more about that particular situation, it's a little hard to advise. But adding Mr. Cutie Pants to the mix is probably not going to help stabilize her and not help you feel that you're doing the responsible thing with respect to your daughter, and especially where you're saying that you're really not interested in marrying him at this moment. So, you know, I suppose that there are not easy answers, but you could certainly spend time with him. You just can't live with him at this moment. For example, if your daughter did spend time with her dad, that would be time that you could spend with him, with your Mr. Cutie Pants. But I think that you're stabilizing your daughter will pay off handsomely in the long run. And assuming, again, I don't know enough about the situation to be able to be incredibly directive about it. But she should be with a therapist. If she's on that much medication, you should certainly see some change in her behavior, some stabilization of her behavior. I don't know how she's doing in school. I don't know the trigger for her depression. I don't know if there's a family history of it. So if you'd like to, either you can call me or send me another email with more specific information. Maybe I can help you out a little bit more about it. Okay, I know. But think about the alternatives. As I said, just think about how you would have felt if your parents had been dating when you were dating. Think about what would happen if that you felt that your parents were paying more attention to the people they were dating than to you, which is an inevitable part of dating. That's part of falling in love with somebody and getting to know them, is that it takes up a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of emotional space. And your daughter right now is quite needy, it sounds to me. So hate to be the bearer of less than glad tidings, not even plaid tidings. Okay, well, that was not much fun, huh? I sort of feel like the Wicked Witch of the West sometimes, of telling things that you know I don't have an agenda, but I just assume tell you things that make you happy rather than things that make you unhappy. My guess is that if you listened to me for all those years, that you knew more or less what I was going to say. So, all right, call me with more of the information if you can. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.